You're with us in the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks for being here. The Senate heard opening arguments yesterday in the impeachment trial of President Trump. It was the first of 3 days of opening arguments, making the case against the president in the trial on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. So are you following the arguments? What concerns you about the proceedings? What questions do you have about documents withheld, the way evidence is presented? We're at 800-642-1234. Elise von Hagel is an associate professor of political science, and she teaches American government and gender studies at the UW-Superior. Elisa, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me again.
So House managers started presenting the evidence, the witness testimony. We heard from Representative Adam Schiff, the lead manager, who started the session with this really dramatic 2-hour presentation. There were all these historical flourishes and what sustains American democracy. What did you think of his opening argument?
So he was definitely the primary actor yesterday in terms of presenting the House's case, and he's clearly taken the lead in the presentation. And so, as you noted, he not only explained, you know, the historical importance and the, you know, the flourishes of the importance of this matter, but also just basically outlined the entire narrative. And it was the other House managers that discussed the smaller aspects or smaller bits and pieces of the puzzle, kind of fitting it together into a story. But he definitely took the lead. Absolutely.
So his presentation was then followed by this kind of mix of shorter presentations from his 6 colleagues. What did we see there?
I think what stood out to me the most, so Tuesday, there was a lot of discussion when there was the debate over the rules, a bit of acrimony and hostility, even maybe one might say, and they were even admonished by the Chief Justice, John Roberts. Both sides were as, and so this, we saw yesterday that there was definitely an effort to be, I think, more, you know, not as hostile, not as acrimonious, and not, you know, and much more civil tone overall.
Republicans and President Trump's lawyers, they won't have a chance to respond until it's looking like Saturday and into early next week because they take Sundays off. You know, what is the timeline here for this Senate trial, and what might we expect from the president's lawyers?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of discussion over what they may possibly do. So as you mentioned, each side has 3 days, 24 hours within 3 days to present their oral arguments. And the president's lawyers will begin on Saturday, continuing on into Monday and Tuesday of the following week. And there's a lot of discussion of whether or not they'll take the entire time period, given that there's already seems to be a lot of senators who are tired, milling about, you know, leaving during the presentations and whatnot. And so there's, I think, you know, weighing the benefit of using that full 24 hours or making it shorter, concise to very clearly state your point and then let these senators go from the chamber.
Yeah, Republican senators were pretty quick to dismiss the presentations yesterday. And as you say, many of them were spotted like leaving the chamber in the middle of these presentations. Senator Roy Blunt said this is not a very deep case. What are you seeing there among the senators?
Well, there were more Republicans that were leaving during the presentations than Democrats, but there were a few Democrats that sneaked out as well. And I think that, first of all, I think it's just partly it's just long, long days of very intense, deep discussions of what has happened and transpired over time. And so, and also there's, even though there's upon pain of imprisonment, you know, threats for speaking during the trial, it has been noted that they've been passing notes, whispering, and even talking amongst one another. So I think one could say that just in general, the Senate is getting restless. And so it might be in the best, you know, might be in the best interest of the president's team to maybe perhaps not take that entire 24 hours time period to present their case.
We're talking with Elisa von Hagel. She's an associate professor of political science at UW-Superior. We're talking about opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Your thoughts on what you're seeing in this trial, 800-642-1234. Elisa, there's been a lot of speculation about how the Senate trial will actually shake out. Has any of that speculation so far, it's early, has any of it come to fruition yet?
Well, so the speculation, I think, primarily is that there will be an acquittal. And there's been many comments by Republican senators that, you know, again, that are criticizing the, you know, the House's opening arguments. One thing I think that's been talked about and I think is not quite clear is the use or the introduction of additional witnesses or additional documents. So that debate was sort of punted down the road. And so after oral arguments, after the senators have time for questions, there is time for a vote where witnesses could be deposed potentially and then potentially brought to the floor of the Senate. So that's another issue that I think we still don't know, and it's unclear at this point as to where, you know, senators stand on this this particular issue. In terms of the small, I think there's three or four Republican senators that would have to flip to vote with the Democrats in order to bring these additional witnesses and documents to the trial.
The managers yesterday, they played so many video clips from witness testimony, including like current and former officials. What did you make of that type of testimony?
I think partly it's, you know, I mean, there's been so many individuals coming before the House testifying. I mean, I think it's partly using to educate or inform the senators, as, you know, no one can watch all however many hours of all of the different testimonies that were offered over the past month or so. And so I think partly it was to introduce those. But also, I think, again, they know that it's the, you know, that this is a long days for senators, and perhaps these some presentations are hopefully changing it up, keeping things a little bit interesting in there. And again, just hearing it from the individuals' mouths themselves, they find those clips that they find
most compelling
to. Yes, yes.
One thing I learned yesterday was milk on the Senate floor.
Yes.
So apparently they can drink water and milk on the Senate floor, no food. What did we learn anything about the milk?
The milk actually is, it dates back to the 1800s, where it was the, I was really interested in this.
And
it,
me too.
So apparently it's, back in the 1800s, it was the only antidote to peptic ulcers, which, you know, I guess senators most likely were or would have most often. And so there was a case of this, and so they allowed it then, and it's still today.
Traditions continue. Elisa, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Elisa von Hagel, Associate Professor of Political Science at UW-Superior. Coming up, we talk with the head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Missy Hughes is here to look at business and labor issues around the state. We'll get her reaction as well to Governor Evers' State of the State address. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network.